Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Own a small biz and need a reliable way to reach new customers? Try TikTok for Business.
We've generated over 100,000 leads, which has converted into over 40,000 sales for our pet insurance policies. I am the CEO of Spot Pet Insurance. TikTok's Smart Plus AI-powered automation takes the guesswork out of targeting, bidding, and optimizing creative. If I can advertise on TikTok, you can too.
Drive more leads and scale your business today with TikTok for Business. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTokAds.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10/7 through 12/1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Chris Ranji, Amy Mark Scores with you. Well, recently, Washington University in St. Louis was featured in a CBS News story about promising new clinical trials in Alzheimer's prevention. And to give us more information about what these trials are finding and what it could mean for preventing that disease is Dr. Eric McDade, doctor of osteopathy, am I saying that right? And neurology with WashU Medicine, specializing in Alzheimer's and dementia. Dr. McDade, thank you so much for joining us.
Hi, good morning. Thanks for having me.
So this story that I mentioned, referenced in CBS News, it was hard for me to read on one hand, because seeing early onset Alzheimer's, like some of the patients in this story, late 30s, early 40s, hits close to home for me. I have had very good friends who have dealt with that issue, and it's devastating. On the other hand, there was hope in this story that some of these trials may give us some promise. What did the trials look at, and what is the hope that maybe we can pull from them?
Yeah, so the trials that were featured on the CBS show involve a unique group of individuals, and this is a rare form of early onset Alzheimer's disease. It's associated with a genetic changes that result in families that have generation after generation of Alzheimer's disease. And these individuals, if they inherit these genetic changes, the likelihood of them developing Alzheimer's is almost 100%. And it typically happens to people in their 40s, oftentimes in their mid to late 40s, but sometimes as early as their late 20s. So it's a devastating form of Alzheimer's disease, but it also provides this really unique opportunity of how we study the disease, because with these individuals, we can predict when they typically are going to develop symptoms. And so it allows us to institute these unique prevention studies or prevention trials. And that's what was featured. And so with these trials, what we've been showing is that over the past decade, there's been a group of individuals that have been part of a long-running study that's been using some of these drugs that specifically lower a protein called amyloid, or the amyloid plaques, which is associated with Alzheimer's disease. And the study was focusing on some of the individuals that have been in the study for the longest time and who started taking these medications as part of the clinical trial before they had symptoms. And as we followed them, there are a group of individuals that are now well beyond the typical time or age that we would expect for them to develop symptoms. And so we're continuing to treat them with these treatments, these amyloid immunotherapies or amyloid lowering drugs, to see if we continue to keep the amyloid plaques lower in these families, will this actually continue to cause a significant delay in the onset of the disease? So this is one of the best opportunities for us to study the prevention of Alzheimer's disease.
Yeah, so what you're talking about is pre-treatment, right? So you can find the genetic markers, and if a person is prone to it or likely to develop it, you could just go ahead and start treatment. Is there a, are there side effects to it? You know, and I, what I'm wondering is for people who might be concerned about taking a treatment or going through some sort of treatment, if they don't already have an ailment, then maybe they're reluctant to do it. So is it the sort of thing where it is okay, and that maybe the side effects are minimal?
Well, so right now, these clinical trials, although the study that was featured on the CBS show is using a drug called lecanemab or Leqembi. This is a medication that's approved for the treatment of Alzheimer's disease, but right now it's only approved for people who have symptoms of Alzheimer's disease. So we would not advocate right now people taking these medications if they don't have symptoms yet, but that's specifically what the clinical trial that's going on here as part of this global network is testing, as well as some other trials that are actually looking at groups of individuals that have evidence of Alzheimer's disease pathology, like amyloid plaques in their brain, but don't have symptoms yet. There are trials that are going on in the non-genetic forms of Alzheimer's that are actually seeing if you use these amyloid treatments, will it prevent those individuals also from developing symptoms? So until we have sort of more definitive proof from these clinical trials, and there's an approval pathway, meaning that these drugs are approved for those who don't have symptoms, we're not yet using those in people without symptoms yet.
The story looks at generations that have dealt with early onset Alzheimer's, like a grandmother, a mother, and a child. And it really is devastating since it seems to be so genetic. So again, like I'm speaking from experience here with close friends, if you are young, in your 20s, and you have a family member, a parent or grandparent who had early onset Alzheimer's, what should you be doing now? If it's not time right to take this preventative medicine, what can you do to help prevent your odds of getting that?
Yeah, it's a great question. And I think one of the important things to emphasize is that early onset Alzheimer's disease is still very rare. And in these families that were featured, these rare genetic forms of Alzheimer's disease, these make up less than 1% and probably even less than that of all cases of Alzheimer's disease. So in most individuals, even if there's a family history, it's highly unlikely that they have these genetic causes, unless it's generation after generation, where half of the each generation develops early onset Alzheimer's disease. That's the pattern. But for anyone who has it in their family, right now, you know, the strongest evidence suggests that there are important lifestyle factors that people can adopt that really may stave off the onset of symptoms. And so regular exercise is a really important one. And this doesn't have to be extremely rigorous, you know, exercise like running marathons and things like that, but consistently exercising on a regular basis, you know, 30 to 40 minutes a day, getting your heart rate up. This is a good way to do it. Eating right. So much of the same diet that we think about for cardiovascular health, so heart disease and preventing heart disease, is probably actually very helpful for long-term prevention of Alzheimer's disease. Sleep is an incredibly important one. So, you know, increasingly now too, with the proliferation of computers and tablets and cell phones, where people are on screens all the time, we actually are strongly recommending that, you know, people try to remove themselves from digital technology hours before bed and make sure that you're sleeping consistent schedule as well. And then beyond that, it's things like, you know, avoiding excessive amounts of alcohol. It's maintaining sort of cognitively stimulating activities throughout your life as well. And avoiding things where, you know, there's repeated head injuries, for instance. So repeated head injuries are noted to increase the risk for Alzheimer's as well. So, you know, these are a lot of basic or sort of common sense things, but over years and years and years, they add up. And so the more of these things you can do, the better chance you have of potentially delaying the onset if there's a family history.
So we started by talking about the early onset diagnosis of Alzheimer's or dementia. But what about those who are older, you know, older people who are starting to show symptoms? Is the research promising for them, or are we just talking about treatments for younger people who are getting it way before their time?
No, exactly. So one of the really important things is, as we've been studying these families that have this rare form of Alzheimer's disease, this genetic form of Alzheimer's disease, we've also in parallel here at Washington University at the Knight Alzheimer's Disease Research Center, as well as a number of centers throughout the world, have been studying individuals who have the non-familial or non-genetic form of Alzheimer's disease. And when we do a comparison and we look at how the disease unfolds and the pathologies that are associated with it and the symptoms that are associated with it, we find more similarities than differences. So what that helps us do is it helps us take the information from these rare forms that are a really efficient way of studying Alzheimer's and doing prevention studies, and then translating that to the much more common late onset Alzheimer's disease, and use the information that we're gaining from these families to actually, we think, help the general population with Alzheimer's disease. So it's a great opportunity, and we use both of these genetic and non-genetic forms to inform both forms of the disease, and sort of use that to help with efficiency and hopefully come up with newer treatments more quickly.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Find new customers on a platform that's here to stay. With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising your business on TikTok, now is the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads, and grow your business fast.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here, wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now, Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day, yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes of networks busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
It is, it's such a cruel disease. I think anything that attacks the brain and memory like this is so particularly cruel. And what has been, I think, unique too about early onset, and you can elaborate on this if this has been your experience too, when someone's like in their 30s or 40s, like my experience was close up with a friend, their bodies are still, you know, pretty active and they're strong. And so even finding some place, like once the disease gets so bad that it's not safe for them to live at home, even finding a place for them to be, a care facility, is hard, because a lot of times people with dementia or Alzheimer's are older and frail. But if you've got a pretty strong, active body and a mind that is deteriorating, that's a really complicated situation.
That's exactly right. It really presents with sort of unique difficulties as well. So I've seen this in my clinic all the time. And this is a really challenging form of Alzheimer's disease, because exactly what you said, I think we often think of people with Alzheimer's disease as being older and frail. And so as the disease progresses, that, you know, they can go into a long-term care facility that's set up for those whose mobility has declined, and the aging process affects all organs, not just the brain. But with these young onset individuals, that's exactly the case, is that the system just is not set up for that. So it can be incredibly challenging too, because the people caring for them are oftentimes at a point in their life where they have the greatest amount of responsibilities and burden on them. So they may still have children, right, that are in high school or going through important phases of their life. They may still have elderly parents that are experiencing chronic illness that they're helping to take care of while they're still working. So this is, I think we really need to think more broadly about how we can help everyone that develops Alzheimer's disease and realize that although the majority of individuals are older, it does affect younger onset individuals. And when it does, it creates a unique problem within our system that's identified. And we really have to find better ways of not just trying to treat with drugs, but to treat the families and to support the individuals that have the disease.
With the encouraging development that we're talking about today, and I know you may be reluctant to timeline this, but if everything goes well here, when could we potentially expect a definitive treatment of the disease so that it isn't as bad once it has been diagnosed and people have a reliable way to treat the disease?
So within the next couple of years, we will actually start to find out about these prevention studies that are going on that I mentioned before, some of the larger prevention studies using the amyloid treatments. So I suspect actually within the next couple of years, we'll have a good sense of if you can detect an individual has the disease or has the pathology of the disease before they develop symptoms and you start these treatments. We'll have a sense of how effective that can be on pushing off the onset of the disease. When people develop the symptoms, it is still going to be quite challenging, I would say. These new drugs that have been approved for Alzheimer's disease have, they can lower amyloid plaques very efficiently, but in doing so, we've only identified that they slow the disease down by about 30% compared to the sort of the placebo or normal trajectory that we would see. It's an incredibly complex disease. The brain is fascinating. I mean, we are endowed with this incredible ability as humans, but with that system that's been set up to allow us to have these, incredible cognitive abilities, when it starts to falter, the ability to reverse that is still probably, a number of years down the way. But I will say we're making tremendous progress in looking at all the different systems that are affected with Alzheimer's disease and developing treatments that affect this in multiple ways. So, ultimately, I think we suspect what will happen is that we'll treat Alzheimer's disease in many ways like we do cancer, where it'll require multiple different treatments, where it's very common for people who have cancer to have different forms of chemotherapy to address the disease. And I think ultimately that's probably what's going to be needed for Alzheimer's disease and to try to keep people at the earliest symptoms so that they're still quite independent and still feeling like they're contributing independently as well.
Dr. Eric McDade, doctor of osteopathy and neurology with WashU Medicine, thank you so much for your time this morning. We really appreciate it.
Yeah, it was a pleasure. Thank you so much.
Thank you. That is Dr. Eric McDade, Washington University in St. Louis, doing some groundbreaking clinical trials, which is very, very cool.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Thanks to TikTok ads, I was able to open up a business with my childhood friend and even hire employees. My name is Julian, and I am one of the founders of The Snacks Lab. We are an exotic snack company. We import snacks from all over the world. We had over $100,000 in sales from our TikTok ads in the first month. So our orders went from 5 a day to over 250 orders a day. You definitely have to use TikTok ads.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards.
True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Black Friday deals are going on all month long. Save up to 45% off site-wide, plus an additional 10% off every order at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.